USA Radio News.
The Pentagon is rejecting a Polish plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets by transferring them through a U.S. base in Germany. The Pentagon said Ukraine has greater needs and that a U.S. intelligence assessment says such an aircraft transfer would pose high risk of escalating the war. U.S. officials said they're pursuing other options like air defense and anti-armor weapons. Here at home, Senator Marsha Blackburn told Newsmax the U.S. needs an Operation Warp Speed for American energy to boost production.
We need to be uncapping wells in Florida and Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. We need to be putting that into our supply chain.
As of Wednesday morning, AAA reported gas prices nationwide hit $4.25 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
It's a swing and a miss for Major League Baseball. Tim Knight explains.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations.
The U.S. House is moving toward approving a massive spending bill anchored by $13.6 billion for battered Ukraine and its European allies. The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of this year. And truckers in D.C. say they'll continue driving around until lawmakers meet with them over lifting the COVID-19 state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A patient who underwent a transplant surgery and received the heart from a genetically modified pig earlier this year has died. Reporter John Hunt has the story.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage. Reporting for USA Radio News and the proud recipient of a human heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.
In Washington, the Senate passed legislation designed to put the U.S. Postal Service on stronger financial footing and avoid a government bailout. It also repealed a requirement that it pre-fund retiree health benefits. The measure will go to President Biden's desk for his signature. The Minneapolis teachers' strike entered its second day on Wednesday as union and district negotiators met for 90 minutes. Union leaders are demanding higher starting salaries for educational support professionals, competitive salaries, and class size caps. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.